With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Inside American Legion Post No. 2 in Helena Monday night, more than 40 veterans took turns sharing stories of using the Veteran Affairs healthcare system, highlighting chronic issues with the occasional attaboy for specialized veteran care. The town hall kicks off a week of closed-door meetings between American Legion members and Montana VA leaders, to hear updates on the agency and discuss improvements for veteran treatment.
The VA healthcare system is truly a system worth saving.
Kelly Ackerman is a veteran service officer with the American Legion of Montana. The Legion launched their System Worth Saving campaign in 2003. Leaders have hosted town halls all over the country, trying to identify gaps in care and services, direct best practices, and learn more about overall performance of the VA nationwide.
This isn't just to hear complaints. From these visits, a report is created which is presented to the administration, Congress, VA leadership, and fellow Legionnaires, and eventually to the President of the United States.
The town hall Monday night lasted a little under 2 hours.
The VA, I'm very blunt, has gone downhill drastically in the last, I would say, 8 years.
Tom Johnson is a commander for the VFW post in East Helena. Although he's critical of how the VA is running, he says it's too good of a thing to lose. He says he worries that it's focusing too much on outpatient care and talk of possible privatization of veteran healthcare services. Johnson says at least once a month he visits with patients getting treatment at Fort Harrison just to see how they're doing.
And overall, for the most part, those patients have nothing but praise for the hospital out there, for the medical care they're receiving. But on the downside, trying to get in for appointments, scheduling, administrative stuff, and this is a big concern of mine, is primary care physicians.
This was a common theme throughout the evening. Veterans said they appreciated the quality of the VA's care, but the process of getting to the treatment can be overwhelming and even turn some vets off from wanting to go to the VA for help. About a year ago, Dr. Kathy Berger became the third permanent director of the Montana VA in 3 years. Montana's congressional delegation has expressed frustration at the turnover and persistent vacancies. Last Friday, Berger said her agency is working on cutting down on wait times, and she expects to fill all the primary care staff vacancies by the end of the year. But Ray Reed, a Helena veteran, told the town hall Monday that he isn't confident in the VA's promise.
No way. I think I could probably make a great bet on that one.
Reed also said an app created by the VA to help schedule appointments isn't very user-friendly for some of the older veterans. Several vets complained about the Veterans Choice Program. It launched in 2014 to reduce wait times and help rural vets get care closer to home at private clinics. John Jackson says when he recently needed his hearing checked after his service working in artillery, he eventually got help, but the process was unacceptable.
I can't remember how many phone calls I made, how many times I sat on the phone for almost an hour waiting for somebody to answer. But I'm tenacious about how to work the system. And not every veteran has that desire or that drive to do that. It should be instantaneous and 100% care for that veteran, especially some of the elderly veterans who may have a little bit more of a challenge to understand all the intricacies of how the system works.
While many vets like the idea of being able to get care from a non-VA provider as close to where they live, several said there's no substitute for the kind of care the VA itself can provide, knowing they'll understand you as a veteran. Karen Semple is a veteran in Helena who recently took her husband to the VA emergency room. He's a 100% disabled vet. The physician on duty was also a veteran.
It made all the difference in the world with how he was treated. That is a fantastic connection you can't always get in the civilian world. This is, you know, really important to us, and not get funneled into the civilian world where people don't understand your mentality because you're a veteran.
As each veteran stood up to tell their story, the veterans sitting around them, usually wearing a cap to mark their years of service, nodded in agreement or shook their heads in shared frustration. National American Legion representatives say what they heard from Montana veterans is very similar to the concerns they're hearing elsewhere around the country. The head of the Montana VA, Dr. Kathy Berger, sat in the front row of the town hall Monday night, with two of her staff taking notes beside her. The state VA director and her staff will continue to meet with American Legion members throughout the week to discuss options for improving veteran health care. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.